From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. A Miami Herald investigation is shedding new light on a money laundering task force run by the Village of Bal Harbour Police Department and the Glades County Sheriff's Office from 2009 through 2012. The Herald's investigation raises questions about the purpose of the so-called Tri-County Task Force and whether or not it simply wound up laundering money for the criminals it was supposed to catch. Officers flew all over the country to pick up cash from international drug cartels and criminal organizations before helping launder that money. I sat down with the investigation's lead reporter, Michael Sala, to talk about some of the findings and explain how those money pickups played out like they were straight out of a movie. We should start in Queens, maybe, yeah?
Sure. Well, you know, Queens in a small, quiet neighborhood, very leafy neighborhood back in 2010.
We have to be sort of vague here about the location to protect any confidential informants, but we're in a leafy neighborhood in Queens. May have sounded something like this. It's almost summer. It's unseasonably hot, broad daylight near the street.
And a car pulls up, pulls by the side of the road, waits. The driver's looking out the window. Coming down the street is a woman pushing a baby stroller.
The woman walks closer and closer within an arm's length of the car and stops the baby stroller.
She reaches in where typically a baby would be, and she pulls out a black backpack and then hands it to the man in the car. And as quickly as she hands it to him, he speeds away.
In that backpack, a pile cash.
$152,740.
The cash heads for a plane, is flown to South Florida, and ultimately dumped out onto a table inside of a small beige trailer the task force used as its headquarters.
In the shadows of the very exclusive Bal Harbour shops. And in this trailer, which is unmarked, they will then pull out the money, count it, photograph it. They will then bundle it and drive it across the street to the SunTrust Bank,
where the task force had set up a series of accounts with dummy company names. From there, the task force was told where to wire the money, often to Miami exporters, and a process called trade-based money laundering begins. The task force took a cut of the money they helped clean. In theory, this would help keep up appearances because, you know, real money launderers aren't doing charity work. The leafy Queens neighborhood, the baby stroller, the $152,740, the Miami Herald found that the task force took part in hundreds of these kinds of pickup drop-off exchanges. Undercover officers would head all over the country.
Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, San Juan, Boston.
Where money couriers would secretly hand off whatever they were carrying cash in.
A blender box, a Gucci gift box, a tortilla box, a Chicago Bears t-shirt.
Each of those would be taken to that beige trailer in Bal Harbour, get dumped out onto a table.
$20,000, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000.
And counted.
$340,000, $560,000, $500,000, $700,000, $799,000, $1.361 million.
Over the course of 3 years, the task force helped launder 235 backpacks or Gucci bags or tortilla boxes or whatever full of cash.
And they laundered around $55.6 million in less than 3 years. And they essentially returned it to the cartel, laundered, cleaned, and ready to go.
The Herald found that the task force couldn't account for a single arrest on its own. The task force claimed that it passed on tips to federal agents, which led to around 200 arrests. And while the DEA says some arrests were made, the agency was skeptical of the 200 number.
Think about it this way. You're committing a crime to detect a crime. So you have to document that. You're given a license to launder. You're giving a open envelope to basically launder money and commit a crime. You have to have something to show for that.
The Miami Herald's Michael Sala. You can hear more about the investigation, License to Launder, Cash Cops, and the Cartels, on the Sunshine Economy this morning at 9 o'clock. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.